AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pakistan's Army Chief General Asim Munir met with Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf in Tehran, according to Iran's state television. Munir had been expected to meet with Iranian officials to extend the ceasefire, which paused almost 7 weeks of war between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. The meeting comes as President Trump announced the leaders of Israel and Lebanon would speak later today about halting the fighting between them. If it takes place, the conversation would be the first time the leaders of the two countries have spoken directly in more than 30 years. Both the Israeli and Lebanese governments refused to confirm the conversation. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warned yesterday that the U.S. is preparing to ramp up economic pain on Iran by levying secondary sanctions on financial institutions that do business with the Middle Eastern nation. Parts of the central U.S. and Great Lakes are cleaning up after damaging storms yesterday. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has been watching levees around the city of Portage, where rainfall swelled waters to nearly 19 feet on Wednesday. This woman lives near the river.
We just don't need no more rain.
Record rainfall in the state flooded streets and trapped drivers. In Madison, two trees fell onto Jeremy DeFall's home.
I was like a little frightened. A little bit frightened. And when I look outside, it was worse than I ever seen.
In Michigan, powerful storms overnight damaged two ice arenas and flooded streets. Some public school buildings sustained structural damage in Ann Arbor. The National Weather Service says the storm that brought hail and tornadoes was on its way toward Upper Pennsylvania and the Buffalo, New York area. All audio courtesy of WKOW. I'm Donna Warder.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the First Lady's push to improve the foster care system.
First Lady Melania Trump made a rare appearance on Capitol Hill. She's pushing Congress to pass bills broadening access to services for young people in foster care.
New legislation for the foster care community is a moral imperative.
The First Lady began working on foster care issues after President Trump's first term ended in 2021.
As parents and leaders, it is our ethical obligation to ensure American children develop emotionally and physically within a safe environment. As a community, we strive to nurture our children's curiosity, protect their innocence, and guide them with hearts full of care.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.